Hastings High making its way to Wyland Field once again coming up on Friday night. Hey, your team's playing some good football right now. I know besides, gosh, you know, with the Bennington game, but going back to the York game, a close game. But after that, you've got to be pleased with what your guys have done this year.
Yeah, we feel like we've gotten better each week. You know, we're kind of still upset about that first loss of the year, but you know, I think our first three games kind of prepped us for the end part of the season here, hopefully.
That York game, did you have chances in that one to win it there against York?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were in control of the game the whole, probably for three quarters, and then all of a sudden we got to the fourth, and they kind of flipped the field on us and scored, and I think we ran four plays in the fourth quarter offensively, so we just couldn't get off the field, and so that was kind of disappointing. We just kind of had some struggles offensively, but since then we feel like we've kind of gotten some things figured out and picked things up a little bit. So,
boy, the last couple of weeks, especially, Coach, I mean, gosh, you're scoring over 49 points your last two games. You've given up single digits. So offense, defense, I think it's special teams have all done their jobs the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we feel good about that. You know, we feel like we've had complete games, you know, efficiency on the offensive side. Defense has been playing well. And as you said, we haven't had mistakes on special teams either. So, you know, that's what we wanted to do in the last two, 3 weeks. And going into this last stretch, definitely what we're going to need to do.
Tell you that Senek family there in Hastings. I don't know how many more kids they have, or if they have any more boys, but that's a football family, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
How's Tucker compared to older brother? I take it he's a pretty talented quarterback for you.
Yeah, you know, he's a little different. He's got a different build. Jarrett was more of a, you know, stocky, bigger kid. You know, Tucker's pretty lean and slender, probably 6'1", 6'2". You know, they both throw the ball well. Tucker's kind of sneaky fast. You know, he kind of gets away from things, you know, gives himself some time sometimes when he needs to. Jarrett was more, you know, we were able, especially later in the season, you know, his senior year, we ran him a little bit more. That's probably not really Tucker's MO, but he is efficient when he does run the ball, so that is something that we do have, you know, in our arsenal. But very accurate, you know, he's just good with the ball, knows where it needs to go. And just everything you want in that quarterback that's got experience, and he's doing a great job.
You've got a couple of backs that can run the ball for you, but it sounds like Cooper Cole's kind of your guy back there.
Yeah, you know, we do a rotation with those guys. They're kind of polar opposites. You've got Cooper's kind of a big bruiser. Cade's more of a little scat back and got a little more quickness. So both seniors, both of, you know, really Cade was sophomore year, he probably carried the ball more than he did last year as a junior, just because we had some injuries that year, and so he was a little frustrated last year. But it was just, you know, we had Naz Robinson and Cooper back there. We like to run two guys just so we can play him on defense too and give him a break. But you know, Cade's really kind of helped out that rotation to spell Cooper when we need it, and they're both real good. They can catch the ball in the backfield. They block, so they're pretty complete.
Which leads me to say, look at your stats. You love to throw the ball as well. Got a couple of nice wideouts that can catch the ball as well.
Yeah, you know, we felt really good about our skill guys coming into the year. Probably compares to our 2020 year. Probably not quite as fast and things like that, but you know, a little different. We've kind of got a true tight end and some guys that can block maybe a little bit better. But so we try to use them in a lot of different ways, not just catching the ball, but able to block on the perimeter as well. So, and you know, Tucker does a great job, and our offense has always kind of been set up that way to distribute the ball to a lot of guys, and you can kind of see if you look at the stat line that I think we've got three or four guys that have multiple catches, so it's worked out really well.
You played Bennington, of course, one of the top teams, no question. This year we played Waverly, went over to their place. I tell you, those Eastern teams, and you got a chance to see Bennington for yourself, tougher than nails again this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they're tough. You know, they just there's so much depth over there that really, you know, they're running tempo on offense, and then that offense sits down after they score, and then the defense goes out there. You know, you guys and us, we don't have that. That's just not something that we're used to. But you know, and I don't know, the Bennington game, they're good, no question, they're good. We helped them out a ton. You know, we got down, they kind of jumped on us early. We felt like we were moving the ball. We just couldn't get in the end zone. We got a punt block for a touchdown right at the end of the half, and then right away, in the third quarter. We threw an interception for a touchdown. So all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's 35-0. And that's what those good teams do. You know, they're just they're really solid in all phases. And you know, they're going to be one that's going to be there in the end. But we feel like we probably helped them out more than we needed to in that night.
Coach, hard to believe we're talking about the final, you know, stretch drive of the season with the final of four games. And coming to Wildland Field, you've watched, I'm sure, a ton of film on McCook. What's got to be done to pick up a big road win coming up on Friday?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of fun coming back out. We haven't been out for a long time. You guys have been C1, and, you know, always. I mean, there was times there we were playing you guys twice a year, so it's kind of fun to get back out that way and play on that field. That's always a good experience for the kids. It's a great place to play. And you know, McCook's, it's good to see them kind of, you know, last year they had some struggles, I think, with some injuries, and they got a nice class of juniors and seniors right now that they're doing some good things. So I think they probably feel like they're getting back, you know, back to the way things used to be or usually are for McCook. And, you know, things look a little different than back in the day, but I think there's a lot of similarities to how they play. And, you know, they're going to be physical on defense, and they've got a nice back there with the number 25. He's a good little guy, and he kind of hits those seams and gone. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're going to have to play really well.
And of course, you got Scottsbluff, Lex, and Gehring to feel like, hey, at 3-2, if you can win three of the last four, sure, you'd love to win all four of those games, but if we can win three of the last four, we're going to put ourselves in a pretty good position here for a spot in the playoffs position.
I think, you know, you look at Class B, and you kind of chunk your season up a little bit, and you hope you, you know, like for us, we had kind of a stretch at the beginning. We wanted to make sure we got at least one out of that in the first three, and then we had kind of a few here that we had to really get better and go out and do our business, and now we're kind of in that stretch. Like you said, I mean, you don't want to drop a bunch of them. You want to, if you're going to drop one, and it's going to be competitive all the way through, you know, you're really looking at Class B being pretty diverse with a lot of teams that are going to have a very similar record, so you want to make sure you kind of take advantage of those opportunities.
Well, how many years now, Hastings, have you been there, Coach?
This is my 10th year here.
Can you believe that? It's been a quick 10 years, hasn't it?
That means I'm getting old, too.
What's your son doing now? We remember him, a great player just a couple of years ago. What's he up to now?
Yeah, well, more than a couple. He's a senior in college. He's student teaching right now, so he'll be out in the real world and off my payroll here next year, so that's kind of nice.
Is he, would he like to stay in football? Is he a coach, teacher, someplace?
Yeah, so he's, right now he's student teaching in Lincoln, teaching middle school PE. I told him he's crazy, but he really enjoys it, and that's kind of what he's looking at right now. He'll probably do a little coaching and stuff like that, but, you know, it's always exciting for those kids when they get older and they start getting out into the real world and have to make adult decisions.